Hey there.
I'm Jamie, the New Yorker.
And I'm Talia, the Brit.
And you're listening to the Get Down, Lowdown.
Dating can be hard.
We get it.
The ins,
outs,
the ups,
the downs,
and the going downs.
Well, we're here to try to help demystify this conundrum.
To dig deep into the whos, the hows, and the whys of everything from ghosting to foreplay.
To sextiquette, to FOMD, and more.
We're not saying we have all the answers.
But as two women in the Big Apple who love getting down as much as the next gal,
it's only fitting that we give you the lowdown on what we've learned.
Hi, I'm Jamie.
Hi, Talia here too.
And this is the Get Down Lowdown.
Woo! We're so excited to be here with you today, tonight, for our very first episode.
This is very exciting.
Oh, popping our podcast cherry. Well, I feel like we should introduce ourselves. I feel like I'd be a bit rude not to.
So rude. Introduce ourselves before we dive in, you know?
Well,
remember how we met?
Yeah.
Should we tell that story?
Yeah, let's tell that story. Well, it's very fitting, actually. I was on a date, maybe fourth date, with a guy I met from Bumble. Can't refer to his name, but let's give him a different name, like Tony Bumble.
Tony Bumble.
And he took me to a comedy show in Times Square.
Good fourth date.
Yeah, very good fourth date. Very,
I like it. Like, just strong planning, just some thinking.
Totally.
I'm into it.
He bought the tickets in advance.
Amazing.
Yep.
And that's all we want, guys.
Exactly. That's all we want. Just a little bit of thought.
Make a plan.
Any plan. It was perfect. And then he said, do you want to get a drink? And I said yes. And he said, I know a spot, which was perfect. And then he hailed a cab, which was great.
Amazing.
Got us all the way down to Chelsea. We'd had a couple of cocktails. And then it was, and he bought them all. And I was like, okay, my turn to buy a drink. And he said, I want whiskey. Surprise me with what whiskey. And I had no idea what to order him above and beyond, like Jack Daniels or whatever.
No,
I know.
Worst.
I know. Total whiskey virgin. So then I just saw this like hot babe to my right drinking what was clearly a whiskey with a giant ice cube. Rolling Jamie.
Hey.
That was you. And she just like looked lovely. And I basically asked her what she was drinking and she told me, and the rest is history, really.
I know. I loved it. It was the first time I've ever been picked up by a woman. Is that true? It might have been the first time I was picked up. It was the first time I was picked up by a woman as lovely as you.
Aw, thanks, honey. I think we like had like 15-minute conversation then before I got back to my date.
I was definitely a few drinks in. I remember it being wonderful, but I don't remember all the details of it.
Yeah.
And then how did we... I think, like, I heard your accent, and I was like, I'm obsessed with British people, obviously. And I think we started talking about our blogs, right?
Yeah.
I read a blog for Huffington Post about dating, surprisingly.
It's excellent.
Well, now I don't write on the Huffington Post anymore because I kind of killed their whole blog platform, so I'm writing on Medium, but I think that was kind of our initial bonding moment.
It was. Yeah.
And you also write a blog, right?
I write a blog. I cannot give you the name of the blog. My blog's a little bit more X-rated, so it's anonymous.
To put it lightly.
To put it lightly, yeah, so it's anonymous just because I don't need the whole world knowing the ins and outs of my bedroom life. Mm,
it is very exciting, though. I can guarantee that.
Thank you, thank you. So maybe once we get to know each other a little bit better, I'll spill the beans. But yeah, it's just kind of my side project. I love writing. It's, you know, it's about all the pleasures of moving to New York. As you can tell, I'm English. I moved here from London 3 years ago now.
Oh my God, it's been 3 years.
Crazy.
That's insane.
Totally crazy.
How long ago did I meet you? Like a year ago?
Well, let's think. When was I dating Tony Bumble? It was winter.
Yeah, it was.
I think it was not the winter just gone. So yeah, year and a half probably.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
what a whirlwind it's been.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It's one of my favorite romances.
Ah, oh, babe, still going strong.
It is.
If only we could just marry our friends.
I know.
It'd be so much easier.
If only.
I mean, I guess we could, but
I mean, instead we'll do a podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Next best thing.
Almost as exciting.
Totally.
As many ups and downs.
Yeah.
So yeah, we decided to do this podcast because we both realized we love talking about dating and, you know, all the fun stuff that comes with it, and decided that it was high time for us to share everything we've learned with the world.
Pretty much all we talk about and all people talk to us about is dating and sex, and it's just, we love it.
It's like, so the second you have an opinion, everybody thinks they have to hear it, and for some reason they trust what we have to say.
Yeah, for some reason, you can make up your own mind.
Yeah, no, it's honestly really fascinating. I feel like the second that you become an author, or like claim to be an authority on, it's like, I write a blog, therefore I have a clue.
Yeah.
I
exactly.
Don't know if I have a clue.
Shh, don't tell them. But we'll have fun trying. And Jamie is not from England.
I'm from Brooklyn, born and raised.
Brooklyn!
Mm-hmm. My family still lives there, very exciting.
A native New Yorker.
Hopefully you can't hear too much of my accent.
I can't tell the difference between... I mean, I know there's like a Brooklyn accent, right? But I don't think... I don't recognize that in your voice, like that. I'm from Brooklyn.
I can't talk like that. When I'm with Brooklyn people, I can definitely talk like that. But I think because I went to school in Maine, and it was very confusing because there were like Bostonians and Maine people. So now I have no accent. Now I was trying to sound like I'm from the Midwest.
Well, it's a nice, it's a lovely accent.
Why, thank you, darling.
It's a lovely accent.
Thank you.
I'm trying to keep my accent desperately because it's like a golden ticket around here. I swear to God, that's probably the only reason you're actually friends with me, Jamie.
Unlikely. I definitely would have liked you regardless.
Thanks, hun. I mean, I do feel like that's, I get a lot of dates through my accent for sure. And I'm like, are they interested in me or do they just want to hear me speak British?
I can speak with certainty to the fact that I do not get dates because of my Brooklyn accent.
Not no, here. You're in the wrong country.
True. In London, they do love me. That's why I go there so often.
Yeah. Although I don't think it's quite the same receptiveness.
No, but I think that there's a stigma about American girls being easy or something like that.
Yeah.
Is that true?
A little bit. I think it's because they like, I don't know. So go on tour or something and like, woo, British boys. I don't know. There is a bit of that, but I don't think the same stereotype exists for American men so much, which doesn't seem fair. We don't grow up thinking American men are easy.
No, but I guess it works to my advantage. The British boys love me.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
You love the Brits. If only my brother was single.
Oh, yeah.
So the other, what else do you need to know about us? We are both in our early 30s.
I'm ageless.
Jamie's ageless. I'm 32 and proud.
A lady never tells.
When we met, we were both very single.
Those were the days.
Those were the days. Dating up a storm.
We were the toxic bachelorette of Manhattan.
Yeah, pretty much. It was like an accident waiting to happen. And it happened many times. But we are both now sort of seeing someone, not the same person. That would be weird. And we're both like in that kind of in-betweeny phase of figuring it out. And it's like, oh, this is different. So it's good because we have lots of things to share from early relationships to just dating, playing the fields, and all that jazz.
Everything else. Very exciting.
Exactly.
How do you, you write about dating, obviously.
I write about dating.
How does that ever work out when you're on dates?
Yeah, that's a tricky one. Obviously, because mine's anonymous, I don't need to worry about people Googling me and finding it before I date, which I imagine happens with you.
Yes. I tell them pretty upfront. I'm pretty open about it because I feel like it's the type of thing that if they were to find it out later, they'd be like, what the hell?
So even, like,
before dates.
So like when you match with someone on an app.
Well, because I have that I blog on my profile.
Ah.
So they're like, what do you blog about? And I'm like, well, I blog from the perspective of a cat for my dad's veterinary practice.
True.
Oh, and also I blog about dating. And I kind of like try to shuffle it under the rug.
Yeah, but doesn't that always catch
Never
their
works.
Attention?
Never works.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So I've definitely lost dates. I had a guy actually tell me that he didn't want his stuff in the public eye.
Was he a lawyer?
I don't remember what he did.
If a guy is worried about you writing about him, he's probably got something to hide.
Yeah, I'm like, just don't be an asshole and then it's not going to be a problem. It's a pretty easy
exactly.
thing. Like, you're not going to end up in my blog if you do nothing remarkable one way or the other. Or, like, be incredible and then you'll end up in a really, really positive blog.
Yeah, similar to how I deal with it. I tell them about it and then I say, I also reassure them that I don't, like, review every date like it's a restaurant. I only write about it if something really interesting happens. So I said, you'll be lucky to be on the blog. And and all the cool guys have said like, well, you know, I'd love to be on your blog. Hopefully it'll be lovely. But I also write my stories, like they're about a year behind, mainly because
I
couldn't catch up with all the
material.
No, but
that's perfect.
But it's perfect because it means if it does turn into anything more meaningful and I don't want
to,
you know, expose our dirty laundry, quite literally, then I've kind of got like a year buffer.
That's perfect.
Guys seem very intrigued when it comes up on dates.
Yeah, some of them are like, oh my god, that's so sexy and interesting, and they like Google and they read and they're like, oh my god, you're a really great writer. And then other people are totally, totally turned off by it. Do you remember that time that I sent you a picture of a guy and I was like, did you date this guy?
Yes.
And then I had to send him back his own dick pic.
Yeah, that was
An example of a person doing something ridiculous.
You sent me that picture saying, do you know this guy? And I said, yes, he looks really familiar, but I couldn't put my finger on it. I knew I hadn't met him, but I had a feeling he was this guy, and there was a reason I didn't meet him. it was a detective case. Yeah. I had to, like, go through all my dating apps. Hinge, Happn, Bumble, Jada, and Jay's like, blah, blah, blah.
It was like a trip down memory lane.
Literally. And then I had to, like, figure out what month this might have been and, like, co-thingy it with some text messages. And eventually it was like, I knew something was up and I didn't want you to go on a date with a guy if he was a jerk.
Yeah.
So I eventually tracked it back to my text messages, and it wasn't even our first date yet, and he just sent me, like, a random dick pic. And it wasn't even the best dick pic Aww. I've ever seen. Yeah, kind of a long, thin style. Not my favorite.
Pencil.
Yeah. And, like, he just was being, like, naughty. Sleazy.
Not appropriate.
So you called him out, right?
I did. I sent him back his dick pic. And I was like, is this you?
I love that.
Needless to say, his response was, like, not nearly as entertaining. Like, he could have handled it more amusingly and, like, turned it around. And he wrote something like, oh, are you making, like, are you playing around, or, like, are you making fun of me or something? I was like, no, like, this is a dick pic. You sent my friend. What's your deal?
Yeah. So what did he say next? Nothing.
No, I think it just kind of feels that I was like, okay, well, you're obviously, like, not an appropriate dude, and I'm not interested in dating you. And he messaged me a couple months later and was like, what's up? I was like, no.
Gross.
Dick pic boy. Bye bye.
Yeah, not a fan of the dick pics. Not a fan off of the dick bat. Pics. I mean, who? Unless you're
even if it's somebody I'm dating, like, do I want a dick pic?
No, it's so ugly.
I mean, I don't necessarily agree with that. I think they can be quite lovely when they need to be, but...
Yeah, but in person, I don't want, like, a giant one blowing up my screensaver. Like...
Somebody once sent me his, as compared to a Coke can, he was, like, really proud of how big he was.
Whoa there.
And, I mean, it was very impressive.
Like, next to a Coke can?
Yeah. Like, wow. The Coke can was, like, half the size and width and girth and all that stuff.
Did you meet him?
No. But I was like, damn, son.
Yeah.
But, like, that was kind of amusing because I was like, oh, these exist.
Unless it was one of those, like, mini Coke cans that you get in, like, lunchboxes.
It was a full-size Coke can. Sure? I'm pretty sure. I'll show you after. The moral of the story is save your dick pics. You'll never know when you'll need them.
Exactly. Totally.
Such a good moral.
So the other good thing about writing about dating is if you go on a date that sucks, like, really sucks, it's never a loss because you always have a good story to tell. So that's true. Like, I swear that was half the reason why I've been so damn positive about dating everyone.
Like, it's content.
It's like, I'm not, you know, searching for the content, but, like, that's the worst case scenario is I'll have a really good story.
That's true.
I mean, I know, I feel like when I was dating up a storm the last couple of years, I was maybe a little bit more glass half full about it than your lovely
self.
Possibly.
Yeah.
The jaded New Yorker.
Well, I think I told you I made my first online dating profile when I was 13.
Yeah, so you started young.
Yes, but I was, like, not going on dates until I was,
thank God.
No, not at all. I think I wrote that I was, like, 18 years old. I think I was on J-Date. I was in 8th grade. I was, like, a little yeshiva girl. I don't know what possessed me to make a profile for myself, but I was like, this is brilliant. Yeah, and then I think my first date, probably wasn't until I was, like, 22, my first online date.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you just kept going.
Well, how old are you when you graduated? 22, yeah. So I first came back, and I remember it was on OkCupid, and there was this guy, and we made, like, a million dates, and kept on canceling them because I was so terrified about the idea of going on a date with, like, a complete stranger. Yes. It's like, what if he kills me? And it was, like, still pretty new.
Yeah.
It was 10 years ago.
But yeah.
But it was still new, and I was just really, really scared, and we never went out. But no, I mean, I think at the heat of it, I was probably going on as many as, like, 4 or 5 dates a week.
Wow.
And that was, like, a lot. I mean, normally it was probably, like, a couple a week.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, there's an endless amount of people to go on dates with if you don't care that much. Like, as long as they're, like, you're looking for somebody reasonably attractive and employed, I feel like there's a pretty wide swath of people to cut through.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I kind of miss
the dating.
I just love meeting new people. I just found it really fun. All of it.
But you can meet them out and about.
Yeah. Yeah, but that just doesn't happen as much. Like, that's it's true. Not as much. That's true. It's like you don't get to get dressed up and go on a date.
Yeah.
And also, I think because I wasn't looking for something, really, I wasn't really looking for a relationship. I was just like, oh, I just want to meet people and have fun. Like, I feel like that just took all the pressure off for me. And so it just was like, fun rather than like a means to an end, which I think is really different to how a lot of my friends date. Well, yeah, because it makes sense, right? If you're dating, most people are dating to meet someone. I think I was the abnormal one there. But yeah, I do miss it. Occasionally when I'm on the toilet, I still do a
Tinder on the
swipe,
toilet.
Little swipe, just for all time's sake. It's just like...
It doesn't hurt to swipe.
Yeah, it's like nice to
Nobody gets hurt that way.
It's window shopping, right?
No, exactly.
You got to check that. Like that you're keeping on top of the trends.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe people aren't taking pictures with tigers anymore. Now it's llamas.
Just stop saying that. No, still tigers and still giant fish. Oh, my God.
Oh, like they've caught fishing.
Yes.
Okay, as opposed so to like fish in fish tanks.
Yeah, no, the ones that they catch. Maybe man fish.
Oh, my God. I don't find that sexy. Do you find that to be hyper-masculine?
When they're, like,
fishing?
Holding it.
No, it's not at all.
I don't really. I think it's the boat thing that's the masculine thing rather than the fish. I don't know. The
guys on boats are sexy, unless they're yachts.
I mean, it is the only, like, legal way you can, other than, unless you have a hunting license, or I don't even know if you need a hunting license in America, but it is the only way you can actually kill another thing in this country.
I don't want to see a dude killing another
thing. I know, but that's what their point is, I think.
Well, men out there, you're not going to impress me with a fishing picture. No, I don't care. I don't want to hear about it.
We just want to know it's you, so just one of you in the picture. We just want you to look cute, preferably smile, not be shirtless in the gym, not be taking a selfie.
I don't mind if you're shirtless in the gym.
No.
Okay, I guess not for sure. You're like, and this is why you had such a hard time finding somebody to date.
Like, if you want to hook up with them, fine, but like a boyfriend material I had a bikini guy. Pick. That's different.
Is it?
That's
like I feel like I was getting a lot of sleazy dudes because of it,
it's
though.
It's not a...
I really do. I actually had somebody who was like, take out that picture and like you'll get a different caliber of man pursuing you.
Potentially. It's because they're going to be like honing in on your gorgeous body. But that's not like a selfie in the gym while you're working. Like, that's like you in a natural habitat. Yes. Like a happy vacation pose. That's true. It shows that you have a good abs, you know. So,
it's all about the abs.
But I know what you mean. Like, you do get a different caliber when you start putting in full bodies or too much skin.
How was your day, by the way?
My day.
We just dove right in without any preamble.
We did catching
I know. I needed like a little foreplay.
Jesus, what were we thinking? We need to oil ourselves. my day was really good. Really, really good. Because it's Saturday. Basically, it was a brutal week. Although I did have one good thing happen at the end of the week. Yesterday was... two good things happened, actually. Now I'm already, like, telling you about yesterday. But,
tell me.
You know, I got off track.
Tell me.
I got hit on by one of the guys.
Did you have a three look?
No, it wasn't my three look. I have this rule that, like, if you make eye contact with a stranger three times and then start smiling, like, one of you
it's
has to go.
Brilliant. It's brilliant. I think this is such an amazing rule.
You just, yeah.
100%. Because, like, how many times do you have missed connections? And you're like, oh, I wish I'd said something. But, like,
three times
and you have to go over.
Go over.
Or else you might be missing out on your future husband or wife.
Exactly. So do it. Do it all. But this wasn't that. And to be fair, maybe he wasn't hitting on me. He may have just been trying to get me to give money. He was one of the charity guys in the street. So he was like some kind of animal foundation.
Okay.
And it was in Union Square.
Oh, I already like him.
And I never stop. But I only stopped because he was cute. He was like cute. He had like dark brown spiky hair, like tattoos, like cute, kind of like rough and ready. Mm. A little bit like Will from I'm watching that How I Met Your Mother show, like 10 years behind the time. The main guy from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, you think he's hot?
I think he's pretty hot. Anyway, this is... I think he's hot.
Okay.
Anyway, more
on that later.
He's giving me that vibe. And, you know, he starts telling me about the zebras and this and that. And I'm like, dude,
who doesn't love a woman trying to save the zebras? As much as we hate men with their giant fishes, I love a man trying to save the zebras.
It was cute. Exactly.
That is cute. I know.
It was cute. And I was like... What? I was like, I can't give you money. He's like, no, you should give me money. He's like, because it's my full-time job.
But if you can't give me money, give me your number.
Well, yeah, so that's kind of where it went. I think, unless he was still just really trying to flatter me so I'd give the zebras money. But we had a nice chat. I was like, I've got to go. I've got to record my podcast intro, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, okay, well, then can I have your number?
Oh, okay, he's totally hitting on you.
Actually, well, yeah.
Although, do you think it's the type of thing where they were, like, going to call you and be like, hey, we know that you're interested in saving the zebras?
I have no idea. But I was like, okay, I'm going to go back and give him my blog matchbox. So I do tell people the name of my blog. I'm just hoping they're not going to blow my anonymity cover. But, like, I didn't want to, like, give him my number. But, like, happy to have another blog follower.
Right.
And I have matchboxes instead of business cards. So
I hope
people
he reaches out
away.
To you.
Yeah, he can
He's
always
like, hey,
message
me. Zebra guy.
That would be fun. So that was like a nice pick.
Yeah.
And then I got home and like a super New York thing happened. I got a package from Amazon Prime because I'm constantly ordering loads of shit that
of
I
course.
Don't really need. But these were things I did need. And in the same, wrapped up in the same package, kind of gross, was a new vibrator that I had ordered.
Oh,
is
this one you sent me a picture of today?
Yeah. Nice. Just a pocket rocket, standard.
I've never
pocket
used
rocket,
one.
Mini massager.
Never used one.
I'm a fan. Classic.
Amazing.
But in the same packet was my this is so gross, cockroach bait for the apartment. So, like, I opened it up and it was like, woo, vibrator.
Oh my God.
And I was like, this is such a New York delivery.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh my God. Like, this felt wrong, like cross contamination. But I was like, I'm just going to have to, like, put them in different rooms now and not think about one with the other.
Oh my God.
So that was funny. But anyway, no, today was good. I went to Switch Playground.
One second. I want to use this opportunity to just let everybody know that if you guys ever want to send us anything like vibrators and want us to talk about how amazing your products are, 100%, we're open to taking donations of vibrators or anything else. We are right now enjoying a bottle of La Higuera tequila. Yeah. So if you all want to send us some booze, we'll be into that too. We'll talk about it on the podcast.
Absolutely. We will shout you out. We will kiss your feet.
We'll use your products.
Yeah, we'll use your products. Not all live. We won't use the products live on the podcast.
No, sorry. We can't do that.
That would be extruded next level. Too much. But we will definitely review them for sure.
100%.
Yeah. I actually used to sell sex toys when I was a student. I did like fuckaware parties.
Of course you did.
Yeah. That was a good time. I mean, it got weird at moments. I did a mother-daughter party once. That is
weird.
Really weird.
Oh my God, that's like next level weird.
Yeah, that was weird. I did like a party for all gay guys, which was fun. It was slightly limiting on some of the toys. But that was a fun night. Another story. But anyway, what were we? We got off track.
Our New York days. Yeah. Cockroach bait.
Cockroach bait. Yeah, so no, today was good. Just like chill, got lots of sleep. You know, hopefully going out tonight. With you.
Yeah, yeah.
How was your day / week?
My week was heinous.
Hey, babe.
Work's just a little bit cray right now, but that's cool. And like Talia, I burn the candle at both ends constantly. Mm. I'm pretty into working out, as Talia knows. Yes. So I like to do my morning workouts almost daily.
She's incredible. She gets up at like 6 a.m. to run marathons.
Not quite marathons.
Well, she just ran the London Marathon.
So yeah, the thing that often gets put by the wayside is sleep, which is, you know, pretty important, as we all know. Mm. But yeah, the week ended, and today I decided to go for a bike ride with my special friend. One of my besties, Micha, you're getting a shout out. Hey, girls, he's single. He's amazing.
So let's just not gloss over this. The special friend met the close friend.
Oh yeah, that was exciting. That was very exciting.
Yeah.
I was a little bit apprehensive, but they played nice. I basically made two rules. I was like, don't be dicks to each other and don't be dicks to me.
Ooh, good rules.
And for the most part, they abided by rule 1 and completely disregarded rule 2. but it was really fun. It was great. Got a good workout. Did like 40 miles in Jersey.
On the bikes.
I got a cookie. That was pretty exciting.
Cookies
was delicious. And we worked hard. It was really fun.
There's another topic we wanted to talk about today. The question that everyone is debating is, what is more intimate, intercourse or oral sex? Like basically a guy going down on you or full-on sex.
Wait, are we only talking about guy going down on girl? We're not talking about reciprocating?
We can cover all the grounds. There's no rules here. But yeah, we were specifically talking about like a guy going down on you.
Interesting.
Or
because I did all that stuff long before I had sex.
Well, exactly. That's one way of looking at it. Yeah. So technically that's like, so would you say then that because sex is kind of like the last thing that's more intimate?
Totally.
All right. Well, I think we have a similar opinion then.
Because although, I don't know, I guess like once you kind of get to that point and you're like, I'm not going to do that without having sex with somebody. Like, if I'm ready to do that, then I'm ready to sleep with them.
That's where I have a different opinion there.
Interesting.
I have a long list of people that I didn't necessarily want to, like...
Oh, me too.
Have sex.
But in my mind, I'm like, if we're doing this, why aren't we doing everything? It doesn't always necessarily happen that way, but...
Well, no, I, like, literally am like, I want to do other stuff, but I don't want to have sex with them.
Interesting.
Yeah, because, like...
How come? You, like, don't want to add to your number?
Well, I don't... Less about the numbers. I just feel like sex is, like, the biggest thing you can, like, give away of yourself physically, personally. That's how I view it. And it's like, I don't think everybody
Nobody's
deserves gonna
wanna
that.
The whole ice cream truck if you're giving out the popsicles for free.
Sorry. Well, nobody's going to want to do that, you mean?
Haven't you heard that? That's like a thing, like that mothers say to daughters, like, don't give up your popsicles.
Yeah, exactly. Like
you said it was the biggest thing you can give to a guy.
Yeah.
So, I'm like,
so I don't know. They need to earn it. And I don't always want to. Plus, I mean, personally, I get the most pleasure not from intercourse anyway. So, it's not like, oh, if only I could do that, I'd have the most pleasure. Like, I'm getting my most pleasure from the oral sex or the foreplay.
Right.
So,
giving or getting or both?
Well, obviously getting. I mean, I enjoy giving, but, like, I'm not going to, like, orgasm from giving somebody head. unless something else is going on at the same time.
Fair enough. Unless you have a pocket racket down there.
Yeah, which, you know, sometimes I do often. Yeah, exactly. but, like, I would definitely... So for me, sex is more intimate because in my head... It can create life. It can create a baby if something goes wrong. I also think it's more...
That's a beautiful and terrifying way to think about it.
Exactly. I also think...
You're like, that's the point.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, like, you know, that feels like a big deal. Yeah. The condom splits, you're in trouble.
Oh, Jesus. Birth control, people. Use birth control.
Yeah. Yeah, we're big fans of the birth control. We're definitely going to have GDLD branded condoms at some point. And then my other thing is when, with intercourse, I feel like... Your heads are usually level. Okay, not always, but like you make that's like eye contact. That's like kissing time. Whereas sometimes. Like oral sex, you can just like close your eyes. They're down there doing their business. True. It could be anyone's head.
You can be totally detached.
Yeah, you don't even have to look at them.
Sometimes you don't.
Yeah, exactly. Look at them. Exactly. You need to look.
It's like, do your thing.
Yeah.
I'll be out back here enjoying myself.
Chillaxing. but a lot of my friends said completely the opposite, that for them... Oral sex was way more personal, way more intimate. They would fuck anyone, but like...
I have heard that, though. Some people who are like, will have sex before they go down on their partner.
Yeah, so I don't know. Is that like because they're like unsure about that body part of theirs?
Yeah, I think there's like a lot of anxiety about like smells and looks and tastes. And there's like a lot of stuff. Whereas sex is just like in and out sometimes.
Yeah, I guess. For me, it's
a
no-brainer.
Obviously, I agree with you. But honestly, I think...
Yeah,
I mean, I can understand why people are weird about it. I feel like it can take a long time for a woman, especially a woman. Like, guys are like, yeah, you want to get down there and knock yourself out. I feel like for a woman, it's like a more, like, women are more self-conscious about body stuff, I feel like, than guys.
Well, I don't think it's about women being insecure necessarily, but, well, I mean, they may be, but it's because the vagina is so much more, you know, juicy, to put it light, and that has so many more elements.
Oh my god, I love
than
it.
A straight up penis.
I never thought of my vagina as juicy, but yeah. I'm 100% gonna think of it like
no
that.
No wonder,
now.
Like it's totally different. There's like layers, juicy. And it smells different, yeah. And there's all this stuff. Juicy.
Damn.
Juicy.
Now I'm thinking about Juicy Couture. Remember that brand?
Yeah.
When we were kids?
Yeah.
We had like the sweatpants with Juicy across your butt.
I think it's still going, that brand.
I think they're pretty much out of business.
Really?
Yeah. You might still be able to buy them, but like all the stores, there was one on Fifth Avenue that's closed.
I should know this. I work in retail. So, okay. So we both think intercourse is what we understand.
Yes. The mentality.
Okay.
But write to us. Let us know what you guys think. We're curious.
And on that note then, so like say your partner was going to cheat on you. Would it be more upsetting? Because I think it's along the same kind of line. If he screwed someone else or went down on someone else.
I think if you're at a point where you care, neither of those is a good thing. Like, yeah. I don't even want my partner's tongue in somebody else's mouth if, like, we're at that point.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, no.
Neither of them.
Nothing.
But I'd still say sex is worse because he could have got her pregnant. But.
Yeah, I guess so. And like,
what about receiving a blowjob, though? Say he received a blowjob or sex. That's almost like, it's a bit more passive.
I just had this conversation with my special friend about this. Like, if you want to stick your dick in somebody else, have a conversation with me about it. Like, I don't understand cheating. Why would you cheat on your significant other? Just don't do it. Just be like, I think we're at a point where I want to have sex with somebody else. And I understand there's, like, so many emotions attached to it and all that stuff. And it's an unpleasant conversation. But, like... Spare everybody the drama of it and just be like, look, I'm interested in sleeping with other people.
Which is fine at the early stages, but it's when you're like 6 years into a relationship and you have kids or 10 years in.
Yeah,
like,
that's true. I'm probably making it too simple.
Big shout out to the Esther Perel Rethinking Infidelity book. She's my hero. And if anyone's interested in like learning more about why we cheat, how to recover from cheating, I loved it.
I should read it.
Yeah, you should read it.
Maybe it'll teach me something.
I mean, like, and it just, okay, so there's loads of things I learned from it, but one thing is today's society, we put so much pressure on...
Monogamy.
No, but nice try. We put so
much... I thought I could finish your sentences.
Sometimes, 50-50. We put so much pressure on having our everything in one person. Mm. So we think
it's virtually impossible
because of the media that we can have it all. So we can have our soulmate and we can have the guy that's going to deliver us the best sex and we can have our excitement and we can have our security and we can have our emotional blanket and blah, 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 blah. And yeah, it is impossible. It's unrealistic. And it's not how people used to think. People just used to think, it's nice that I have a husband that's polite and is nice to me or whatever. And now it's like, we have this right to our perfect person who's out there somewhere. And that just makes the pressure of
insane
and the disappointment too, like, it can, we just let down so easily, and then you can't, you know, we can't get that all in one person, and keeping this like very tight leash, and it means that you're like emotionally they're your one support as well, and it just breeds the opportunity for
dissatisfaction,
and going elsewhere because it's just too much pressure. So I totally get it.
Yeah.
And there's a whole chapter on, like, new age relationships about, you know...
Non-monogamy,
but, like, emotional monogamy, but non-monogamy.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was like, if you want to sleep with somebody else, like, have a conversation with me. Like, I'd rather you...
Yeah.
I'd kind of rather you physically cheat than emotionally cheat.
But we all want to sleep with someone else. We're all going to want to sleep with someone else.
So, like, why not let it happen?
Well, only if you actually want to. I feel like we all want to, but it's different if you actually want to.
Yeah, like, how much do you want to?
Yeah, like, we all, like, find other people attractive. But if you're interested in, like, having some kind of other arrangement.
Right.
I think it's hard, though.
Yeah, right? I know. I'm speaking about it so abstractly. I'm like, it's fine. But, I don't know, I think of myself as a pretty non-jealous person, but who knows if it actually push came to shove, literally.
Well,
how
yeah.
I'd actually feel about it all.
Exactly. And how, it, you know, how easily could they fall in love with someone else?
Yeah.
Well, this is heavy.
I know. But what about the magic vaginas that we both possess? I feel like that mitigates any desire to stick it anywhere else.
Yeah, that must be it. Totally. Why would they go for an average vagina when they can have a magic vagina? Yeah, baby. Every week, seeing as we're based in New York and we're going to do a date of the week, NYC based, but we're, you know, we can go on vacation and, you know, expand to other cities as well.
And again, if you have any great date suggestions, thegdld@gmail.com, send us your date suggestions and we'll give you a special shout out.
Please do. So this week's date of the week, Jamie actually has one that she went to recently. So I'll let her tell you all about this exciting New York date.
So yeah, Brooklyn, as everybody knows, super trendy. I recently went to Gowanus and went to this thing called Kick Axe. What a great name. And you can basically dress up like a lumberjack. They have an entire chest full of stuff where you can, like, put on flannel.
You're
and
kidding.
I think they had, like, fake beards. And I think they even had Viking helmets and
That's
stuff like that.
Hilarious.
And you can literally go and you throw axes.
At what?
At targets. So there's, like, it's supervised, so you can't, like, murder people. Thank God.
Yeah.
And they don't sell hard alcohol.
Just soft alcohol?
They sell wine and beer. I got drunk.
Great. What if you dropped it on your toe?
I don't know. I mean, I was, like, definitely drunk by the end of the thing, and I was, like, throwing axes.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could potentially get hurt, but you sign a waiver.
So yeah.
Like, they're not liable.
Yeah.
And it's so fun. You don't know fun until you've thrown an axe at a target. It's amazing. It's more fun than archery because there's, like, something really, really satisfying about taking an axe and throwing it. Like, you pull your hands back over your head and you literally unleash it.
Wow.
And it's just so freaking fun.
Like a good stress relief.
Yeah.
And then do you, like, have a little competition with whoever you're on a date
with? It was guys and girls when I went. I was, like, on a group thing. And, yeah, you can, like, everybody, we had, like, a tally and, you know.
How long?
Guys or girls? I think the girls won.
How long do you do it for? Of course the girls won.
I think we rented the lane for like an hour. It's not inexpensive.
It's like a bowling lane.
It's exactly like a bowling lane. It was so fun. Really great, like, fun, weird, quirky thing to do on a date.
That's a really fun
date.
It was
so fun. And, like, guys like, oh, like, she can get down.
She can throw axes.
Yeah.
What is it, like, $20 or something?
I think it was, like, 40.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, it's not inexpensive. I mean, it's Brooklyn. Come on.
Would you be impressed if a guy took you on a first date there? Would that be kind of creepy?
No, I would be totally into it. I can imagine there's some women who'd be like, what is this? Why is he taking me to an axe throwing place?
Yeah.
But I was, like, totally into it.
Yeah, yeah. There's something to be said for inventive first or second or any dates, to be honest, and not just the interview style.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to end on our Ask Us Anything feature.
Send us your questions, thegdld@gmail.com. Send us your questions.
Send us your questions. Ask us literally anything.
And we may or may not have answers, but we will definitely come up with them if we don't.
Yeah, we'll try something. Okay, so this question... If you are looking for something meaningful with someone, how long should you wait to be intimate or have sex with them?
This is such a sticky question. I feel like it totally differs. Like, I don't know. I can't imagine if I slept with a guy on a first date and he genuinely liked me, he'd be like, ugh, she's too easy. I'm not going to date her.
I agree. I've had a lot of very serious relationships, including many that I've had, come off the back of a one-night stand.
I've heard from these people, these hypothetical situations / my own life. Well said, Tals.
Like, I don't know.
We need to destigmatize. We're sex positive. That's like the kind of a big thing on this show, right?
It doesn't
like,
say anything about a person if you have sex on the first date.
You just like to have sex. Sex is healthy and beautiful and wonderful.
And if it feels right and you're doing it for the right reasons, that's great. Saying that, I do typically prefer to keep it back unless, you know, I'm just so attracted to them I don't want to help myself. Like, I prefer the dance. So I really like,
even whether I'm looking, tease me.
But this is whether I'm looking for a relationship or not.
Right.
I would prefer to have 4 or 5 dates because before going to the bedroom.
4 or 5.
Preferably, yeah.
How long, are we talking, you're seeing them every day? Like, I was dating this guy and I saw him 5 days straight, and on the 5th day we slept together. So we've been dating for a week, but we saw each other 5 days straight.
Yeah, I think it's the amount of time you spend together.
Okay.
And for me anyway, because I just think then you know each other more, and it's a little bit more nerve-wracking because you've got more at stake, but it means
it could also be better.
Yeah, and it's like something to, like, you build up the heat. Mm. It's fun, and then it's like, you know?
You like to be teased. Do you like little foreplay?
I like dating foreplay. Mm. Exactly. And I mean, the only negative thing is if there's something like materially wrong in the bedroom, you're not going to find that out until the 5th date.
Yeah, but what is that? Like a month? At most a month in, right?
Yeah.
That's like not that much of a commitment.
Yeah, I've drawn some out longer. Like when I was doing my, the guy from the Tipler story at the beginning, mm-hmm. Tony Bumble, it was like 5 dates, but at the rate of 1 date a month. Before we made it to actually, it was the night that I met you, Jamie.
Did you sleep with him?
You were my fluffer.
Oh, hey girl, happy to fluff.
Yeah, but I hadn't slept with him before. We hadn't gone to the bedroom. We'd been like
dancing around,
dating slowly. We hadn't been to each other's houses. He was a gen.
I love that.
Yeah,
he lives in HK.
HK.
Yeah, well, he did. Now he's somewhere else. But and it was not that great actually. Mm. But we did it one more time.
And it didn't get better.
No, it did get better.
Oh, so he was nervous.
I don't know. It wasn't that he wasn't great. It just didn't really.
Chemistry didn't work.
Yeah, it just didn't work for me. And then basically what happened was I think I knew that I didn't want to get more serious with him, but I think he was up for something more serious, and I could tell.
He broke his little heart.
So, no, I was just very honest, and basically in between that and then the second time we slept together, I said, I really, really like you, but I'm not looking for something more serious, so I would happily be continue to date you and have fun, but I'm not looking for anything else right now. And he was like, totally on board, happy to keep dating you, totally fine.
Right.
So then we had sex one more time, actually, and because there was no pressure or anything, then it was muchos better.
Muchos. Yeah. How long did you wait to sleep with your current guy?
That's a whole different story, because it was long distance. That was long distance.
Okay.
So, very...
Different scenario.
Yeah. In multiple months, but that's only because we didn't see each other for multiple months.
That'll do it.
Yeah, but not very long. The passion across the, what do they say? Air breeds fire. So there was a lot of air.
I've never heard that, but I love it.
Oh, I love it.
I'm learning so many great expressions tonight. Air breeds fire. What was the other one? I've already forgotten it. I guess it wasn't that great.
I don't know, babe. All right, have we fully answered that question then?
I think we have.
So basically, it doesn't matter, is what we said.
Yeah, just like go with it. Go with what feels right. I know you hear that all the time, but like genuinely, if your vagina is saying, I want to have sex with you, or your penis is saying, I want to have sex with you, give it a shot. If the other person's not keen, that's cool too.
And if he thinks that because you put out on the first or second date that you're anything less than you are, then he's not worth it.
Nope, 100%.
Yeah. All right. Fantastic. Well,
guys, this was so fun.
It's been a pleasure.
You guys just fluffed our Saturday night.
Literally. I cannot wait to record more of these with you, Jamie.
Oh my God, it's so fun.
So fun.
Cool. Well, guys, again, get down lowdown, thegdld@gmail.com. Send us questions. Send us presents. We will happily take whatever you're interested in sharing with us.
Anything.
Except for anything not filled with love. We only want love.
Love.
And positivity and good vibes.
Send us love. Mwah.
Bye, guys.
Have a great day, y'all.
Bye.